Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:37 London Summer Time. This has been quite a day. Oil is up again today. Made a new high just recently at 46.04. We'll see as the day progresses whether that it's actually going to close up there or not. But at the moment, it's looking really very strong. Two sort of big pieces of news came out today, and they affected the markets in two different ways. The trade deficit came out in the US, and it was a hell of a lot bigger than people had expected, and that really sent the currencies going crazy. The euro was rallied very strongly, and it's currently at 123.62. But it's looking, quite strong. It's after breaking up from that sort of little range that it had made in the last 5 days. So it's another step up for the euro against the dollar. The cable that's British pound against the excuse me, between the British pound and the dollar also rallied very strongly. It opened down around 180, 130, but it's currently sitting at 184.33. So that is sort of and there was a little bit of tentative resistance there last week at sort of the 184.50 level. So we'll see what happens, but that's looks like the pound is strengthening up against the dollar again. So that's going to be quite good for me for my holidays, but I'm sure it's going to start putting pressure on exporters here as well. Then the other piece of news that came out was the University of Michigan confidence numbers, and they were a little less confident than than had been anticipated. And what that did was it caused a rally in treasuries. The ones that rallied the most were the bunds, and the bunds are currently at 115.87, so they really have rallied an awful lot. I would say of the last 10 sessions, they've only been down two, and those two down days were really very, very small. And there's some pretty big candles in there, so it's gone up nearly 3 whole points in the last 10 days, which is really rather a lot. The JGBs rallied as well, so they're starting to look quite oversold there at 137.25 at the moment, and that's pretty much about 3/4 of the way up the range on the day. Then the treasuries, they were at they're at 111 and 12/32 at the moment. They're still within that sort of up wick on the candle 5 days ago, but again they're sort of still moving up. There's no downward dynamics at all in any of these bond markets. So while personally, and I think David as well, thinks that there's not really a lot of reason for these to be rallying other than weakness in the equity markets, and I suppose people sort of trying to move into bonds, hedging against the oil prices. There's no fundamental reason to actually be in them other than as a hedge, and we're waiting for opportunities to short these, because it's very hard to say how high they'll go. Of course, you can say that with every trend. Looking at some of the equities, I had a look at some of the Asian ones, and the SEC, the Thailand SET index is looking very weak. Sort of, it seems to have turned the corner at the top and is moving down quite a lot. India looks like it's just starting to top out now. The KLCI for Malaysia is looking weak. It's been trending down. The JCI though is still very much in that's the Jakarta index in Indonesia. That's really very much in a pretty tight range. Not showing any sort of signs of deterioration at all. So that might be one to keep an eye on, just see what that one's going to do. But the way And of course, the second section had a down day yesterday in Japan, but that's it wasn't a very big down day. Certainly didn't break any of the up candles we've seen sort of the last week. So that's still sort of a reasonably bullish story for Japan, although the Nikkei was opened down and closed down today, so it gapped down. But the second section is still more or less going up, so I wouldn't be panicking just yet on the Nikkei. Then looking at the Europeans, they are all down today. The DAX is down 11 points, it's at 36.46. The FTSE is down 26.60, that's at 43.01, so it's finding a little bit of support there at the 4300 level. Although I think last week we would have said they might have been looking at resistance, or sorry, support at the 4400 level. Now the S&P has been up really most of the day since it opened, at least the last 3 hours. It's currently down half a point at 1062. And it seems to have found it's sort of touched the 1063 level the last 4 days now and hasn't broken through it. So we'll see if it makes new lows. I mean, it certainly looks like there's some sort of support between 1060 and 1063. So if it breaks below that, that'll be another bearish signal. Otherwise, I mean, we've seen a lot of trading in the last 3 or 4 days where the S&P drops and then rallies very close towards the end of the session. And the fact that it has hit the same level 4 days in a row, or well, almost 4 days in a row, is quite indicative that there might be somebody intervening. So we'll see if it actually breaks below. The Nasdaq is still it's holding its own today. The composite is up 0.8 of a point, and on the chart it is looking weak, though. It's currently at 1753, and it's been there now the last 2 days. So we'll see where it closes later on today. I'll just pull up the Nasdaq 100. And that's weak as well today. It's pretty close to its lows. It's at 1303. But definitely the Nasdaq is definitely the weakest of the indices in the US. We'll see if there's any sort of follow through from the other ones. I'm just putting up the Dow now, and the Dow is definitely it's found support, for the last 5 sessions at 7800, and it's currently at 70. Sorry, 97.99 at the moment, and it had found support at 9800 level. So we'll see if it sort of breaks these levels, and it'll be interesting to see what the market says, or if the market thinks there's been any Fed intervention this week, when we come back on Monday. Now looking at some of the precious metals, I talked with David last night, and it was a pretty late call because I think they'd stopped cycling wherever they were quite late. But he has buy orders in silver if it were to drop as low as 42. Otherwise, I don't think he'll be increasing any of the positions he has. He'll just be riding them out and selling on strength as we move upwards. And silver was up today. Let me just pull that up. And it's currently at 6.70, so that's it's moved up 10 cents since the open yesterday. It has been as low as 6.54 today, but it seems to be making some of those gains back. Gold also moved up. I guess they're sort of silver's high beta gold. And that's at nearly $400 at the moment. It's at 399.20, so that moved up $5.50 today. So, but definitely gold has got resistance at 400. It's gone to test that now 3 times in the last 6 sessions, and hasn't broken through it on a sort of a closing level really yet. So we'll see what it decides to do next week. Now, Platinum has had a really good day today. You remember yesterday I was saying that we saw some of the Platinum shares rallying very strongly yesterday. Well, Platinum took off today. It went through 550. It's at currently at 865. So that's up. excuse me, that's up $20 today. And just a quick look at Palladium. Palladium really hasn't been doing anything at all. It's currently at 212, and its range on the day is only a couple of dollars. So, and that has pretty much been the story for the whole of the month so far, and a good quarter of July. It's sort of just been bobbing around there between 210 and 220, and we'd really want to see some sort of dynamic one way or the other. I asked David what he thought of it, and he said that that down at 210 it was looking quite. It was probably he hasn't seen the chart, but he said that that it was probably quite depressed, but that we definitely want to see some sort of action before we give. So I, when I say we, I mean people in general. We would have to look at something, look at some sort of dynamic in Palladium before we saw any kind of bullish sentiment or anything to sort of change our minds that. That this is just range trading because it is very much a range trade. Although that trade or the sorry that range is has been decreasing of over the last 6 weeks. The grains were all quite weak today, so I'm glad to be out of those. We'll see where they go from here. This may very well be another leg down. Coffee is certainly on its way down for another leg. The soybeans after that key day reversal yesterday were down about $8 today. Not really a very great deal. That was a big move yesterday. So that's still a tradable signal. We'll see where that one goes. Orange juice was very weak today. Well, not very weak, but it was certainly down today. That's currently at 59.80. So. It had a bit of a range. It pretty much closed where it opened, actually. So it's still showing quite a bit of weakness. And that's pretty much it. If there's anything at all I can do for you, if there are any questions or charts you'd like me to throw up on the site, just drop me an email or say something to me, or drop me a line on the forum, and I'll be happy to comply. And have a great weekend.